Shine high clouds for your Tuesday afternoon with a northwest breeze. Highs will reach the low to mid 30s. Plentiful clouds across the area for tonight. Lows dropping back to the upper teens to near 20. Mostly cloudy, mid 30s on Wednesday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 32 degrees.
Local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And we are coming up on 12:10 here on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. And yes, that means it is time for another installment of your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here in studio with you. And we're going to spend the last couple of shows of the year just talking with a couple of the area nonprofits and that sort of thing. And one that we have not talked to yet this year. I'm not sure how that really happened. Scheduling just kind of got away from me here. We got Annette Duncan with the United Way of Steele County joining us. How are you, Annette?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having us.
Of course, because like I said, this time of year, you know, you got a lot of folks that are looking at that last minute giving, that sort of thing. We'll talk more about that portion here a little bit later. Absolutely. But I think first, you know, maybe the most obvious place to go is just talk about the United Way and, you know, what you guys do for the people of Steele County, because of course, one is going to differ a little bit from one office and entity to another, but just kind of give us a lowdown a little bit.
Absolutely. So the name United Way is well known, right? We're across the United States, across the world. However, every community's United Way is unique based off of the needs of their community. So here in Steele County, we have the opportunity to serve those needs that are greatest here. And so we, our impact areas, our healthy community, financial security, youth opportunity, and community resilience. And so what that means is basically we are ensuring that every person has the opportunity to thrive. And everything that we do touches that. So we have internal programming that we offer at our United Way here in Steele County, and we support our nonprofits out in the community so that they can do their work to, again, and make it possible for every person to have what they need in order to be able to have a good quality of life.
Yeah, and there is a very big presence with your staff and such in the community. I mean, I spent several of the downtown Thursdays, so now I'll be down there, and
yes,
your crew was right there
neighbors.
With us. So, yeah,
yes.
You guys are always there and, you know, just willing to step in and help those with those needs in the community, which,
absolutely,
you know, exactly what you're supposed to do, too, of
right.
course.
And we really believe that, like, we need to be in the community, talking to community. How better to know what community needs, right, than to be in the community, talking to the people. So, yes, you will see us at pretty much every single community event across Steele County throughout the year.
And so let's get into some of these specific programs. And, you know, we could probably spend an entire hour just talking about portion here.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. But let's just maybe hit on some of the bigger ones, especially maybe for this time of year.
Absolutely. So we are end of year, gearing up for a brand new year, which means for us tax season. So we are a VITA tax site. We are providing free tax preparation services to households with $89,000 or less income. So that covers a lot of households in Steele County. In fact, last year we prepared over 700 returns, putting over $1 million back into the hands of community. And so we are bringing that back on for the 25 tax filing season in 26. And so that is coming up. We are so close to opening our doors for Teen Center, which is super, super exciting. So Teen Center has been several years in the works, working with our youth in the community to identify what do they need to have a good quality of life. How can we support them? And time again, it was this space, this safe space that was not school and was not home, that they could come to and they could engage in activities. They could have support groups there. They could have homework assistance. Just again, that place that they can go and hang out and be with others. So super excited. We are very close. We're hoping to have our official open house coming up here in January. And then one other, we do a lot of things at our United Way. So I'll just touch on a few. Like you said, we don't have hours and hours and hours. So one other one that we're excited with is that we host United for Child Care, understanding that child care is a huge concern in our community. We support our Steele County child care providers, and we were excited to be able to open up the Child Care Resource Room, which is a room for our licensed child care providers where they can check out items, curriculum, things like that, that they need to be able to support their in-home child care.
Because heaven knows, we were actually just talking about this a little bit before we went on the air, how much of a need there is for child care. So even if that can just help someone just even get started and things like that, because it's a big job to get going
100%, on. 100%, and one that we so desperately need.
And and we'll talk about contact information again later, but I'm sure any other programs, probably if you can think about it, it probably is an offering, or if you guys don't have it, you can find someone that does.
100%. Yes. Yes. We have lots of partners in the community. Again, we receive many calls, many walk-ins where individuals just don't know where to start. United Way is a good place to start because we will then help connect with the different resources that are available. And I've said it time and time again, we are so blessed in Steele County. We have a lot of resources. It's just not everybody knows where they're at or how to access them.
See, that's a piece. You kind of going to have that gatekeeper of sorts.
Absolutely.
Go that way or that way. And yeah, because it's not an easy process by any means.
It's not. And when you're under the stress of not having your needs met, it makes it even harder. So we're happy to provide that additional support.
All right. We are visiting with Annette Duncan with you, United Way of Steele County. I can get it out there sooner or later, but we're going to go ahead and take our break here at this point, but we will continue our conversation, including talking about the campaign for the year and also getting those last minute donations in if you need to do that for the end of the year. We'll tell you all about that when your community connection continues, brought to you by Keene Bank right here on Kyle's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we go with more of our conversation with Annette Duncan with the United Way of Steele County. I don't know why I'm struggling with that. I think I've tried to talk too fast for one here. But yes, this is your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank here on this Tuesday. I'm Corey Hargith here with you. And so, Annette, let's just jump right back in here. So we're talking about just some of the programs that you guys offer. But a lot of that only happens because you have your annual campaign and the money that you need to keep running, just like everybody else.
Absolutely.
You got to have that money coming in. So let's talk about kind of where you are here at this point.
Absolutely. So we kind of did it a little bit different this year. We had a split goal so that we could really bring community with us as we're trying to achieve this. So we've made a commitment to our nonprofit agencies out in the community that if we can hit that 815 goal, that they will get 80% of what they've requested for their 2025 allocation in 2026. And then if we can hit 950, which is our actual goal, they'll get 100% of their allocation, which is what we're all shooting for. So we're so close. I know a year end is always tough because we're trying to, you got all the holidays and you're trying to wrap it all up. But we're about 140,000 short of the 950. So we're like right there. So definitely a good opportunity to still give. If you are able, every single dollar that's raised in community stays here in community. And so great opportunity for all.
Mm-hmm. And that also puts that added incentive on the organizations that you serve to push it just a little bit more. You're almost there. I know 140,000 seems like a lot of money, but you get the whole community working together. You can get there in no time.
We absolutely can. So we have the highest hope that we are going to hit our goal or at least get pretty darn close. So, so that's super exciting. And we, of course, will celebrate regardless of where we end up, because again, community came together to support this programming. Now this campaign serves over 50 programs in Steele County between what we do internally and what our partners do out in community. So it is definitely helping to ensure that everybody has what they need. And the one thing that we love about our partnership here in the community is that when you do give to United Way, you're helping to serve the wraparound services that every individual and family needs needs when they need assistance. It's usually not one program that they're going to. It's 2, 3, 4, 5 different programs in order to get those needs met, and you're able to accomplish that through United Way.
And just by you talking about that, it goes to 50 plus organizations. That really kind of shows, okay, that's why that goal is up there a little bit, because you got to have that to be able to support as many as you possibly can.
Absolutely. And this programming is solution-based programming. They'll see a big change. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit with this coming year, is that we are opening up our request for proposals to all nonprofits in Steele County. That's a bit of a change for United Way. In the past, we've only brought in certain agencies, and now we're saying, you know what, community, you're creative. You have a lot of great things that you're doing. Let's open it up to all nonprofits. Let's let you know what community has said are the biggest needs, and you helped identify what those solutions can be. So starting January 5th, our applications will open to all nonprofits serving Steele County to help us accomplish the outcomes that this community has said are most important to them.
I mean, that's honestly the greatest way to really make sure that you're serving the most people that you possibly can, because, you know, like you said, just bringing in a few organizations here and there, yeah, you'll get their needs fulfilled, but you've got other people that maybe don't utilize those.
Right.
So this is a great way to really spread that need out even further. And so if someone has any ideas for a need, they need to be reaching out to you guys come early January.
Absolutely, absolutely. And really, this gives an opportunity for collaboration. We've seen what can happen when we work together in this community. And so when we go out and we say, here's what the community says they need to have accomplished, I have every confidence in the world that our nonprofits are going to come together and they're going to come with those solutions to make that happen, because they are wonderful, brilliant organizations that really want to help make a difference in people's lives. And now we've taken off the handcuffs. We said, you know what? Get creative. Get out there. Work together. Let's figure out how we can do this in a different, more effective way.
And it's also maybe a little bit more fun way, too.
100%.
At the same time.
Yes. Yes. Because, again, we're saying, hey, you know, the sky is the limit. Like, really get creative out there on how we can solve our community's greatest issues. And I really feel like we're going to get some great applications coming in this next year.
And so let's get into, we'll stay on the money side. We talked about the campaign portion, yeah. But those folks that maybe you're getting to the end of the year and you're realizing, you know, I maybe need to do some more donation, that sort of thing. United Way is a great option. How does someone go about getting information on that?
Absolutely. So they can walk into our office, which they do all the time. We're over on 18th Street, 245 18th Street Southeast. They can give us a call, do something over the telephone, 507-455-1180, or go online, UnitedWaySteeleCounty.org, and they can donate right online. And if they have a passion, an area that they want us to focus their funds on, let us know. We comply with all donor requests.
Yeah, I was just going to say, too, you don't have to be a nonprofit to propose ideas. I mean, if you get an idea in from someone in the public, you know, you might have that idea for, okay, this group might be the ones that can help get this off the ground or something like that.
Absolutely. We are always looking for new ways that we can better serve our community.
All right. And I guess we still got a couple of minutes here, so I don't know how that happened.
Wonderful.
That usually doesn't happen. But so we talked about a couple of the programs. So the tax prep, again, that's going to be an important one.
Absolutely.
I want to hit on that one a little bit more, I think.
Yeah,
so with it being that time of the year. So you said that is open to anyone that meets the income requirements, correct?
Absolutely. So $89,000 household income or less. Now, there are situations where a person's income might have been higher last year. Things happened and it's not there this coming year. We will take it by case by case. Right. So if somebody needs our help, we're not going to turn them away. I just want to do a shout out to all of our volunteers who make that happen. We have about 12 volunteers that come in to provide that tax preparation service. Many of them work full time and then come in after hours and on weekends to work with us to help clients. So huge shout out to our tax prep volunteers. We could not do the work that we do without them.
Well, that goes along with a lot of your programs. 100%. You couldn't do anything if you didn't have your volunteers.
Absolutely. We are so proud of Volunteers United. That every time we go out to them with a request from community, they are there. They show up, and they show up with bells on always.
All right. Annette, give us that contact information for those that want to make a donation or propose an idea or even get involved with United Way.
Absolutely. So the website's a great place to start. Otherwise, walk on in. So www.unitedwaysteelecounty.org. You can sign up for Volunteers United there. You can make a donation there on the website. You can learn about all of the different programs that we're involved in on the site. Otherwise, visit us at 245 18th Street Southeast here in Owatonna, right across from the fairgrounds, or give us a call at 507-455-1180.
All right. Annette Duncan with the United Way of Steele County. Thank you for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks for having us.
We got to move along here now. We got your Linder Farm Network Midday Farm Review coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Then John Partridge joins you starting at 1 o'clock. I'm Corey Hargith. This has been your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.